With all this money that the government is throwing at the banks and the banking system and insurance companies and mortgage companies and brokerage companies and hedge funds, you have to ask yourself, where is all this money going and how come things are not getting any better? The truth of the matter is that all this money is going to pay off debt. If you throw money at a debt problem, you don't really get any new money. You're just paying off old money that was already spent. This is why we see trillions of dollars poured into the system with no results. The banks made a bunch of bad bets on home loans, and so did every other investment firm, and now they have to pay off the winners. I know the politicians continue to talk about getting the banks lending again by giving them money, but how can the banks get anyone borrowing again when all they're doing is paying off bad debts? You have to look at it like this. When the banks bet on subprime mortgages, there were other people that took those bets. Now that most of the bets on Wall Street have gone bad, there is no money to pay off the winners. If the banks cannot pay off their bets and pay the winners, then the system grinds to a halt. Hedge funds and brokerage firms and investors around the world sell all the stocks and commodities and everything else they can to raise money to pay off their bad bets. The problem is exacerbated by the fact that all these bad bets were made with more debt. So the government gives the banking system and the mortgage system and the brokerage system and everybody else trillions of dollars, literally, and guarantees another 4 or 5 trillions of dollars, and they go pay off all these losing bets. People's perception is that money is going into the banking system to eventually be lent out again. But in reality, most of this money is going to pay off bad bets, and that money is going into some investor's pocket that made a winning bet. How does it feel to know that your tax money is used to pay off a bad bet and going into someone else's coffer that made a winning bet? Your money isn't going to anything constructive at all. It's just paying off a gamble to some other gambler. What that gambler does with his winnings is not in control of the government because it's paid off. And once it's paid off, the winner of that bet can do whatever the heck he wants with it. This is a little-known fact that is not advertised by the government for obvious reasons. If taxpayers knew their tax dollars were going to pay off winning bets and losing bets, we would be outraged. But this is the fact of the matter. Remember, for every bad loan that went sour, there was somebody on the other side of that bet, betting it would go sour and now is collecting money. You're essentially paying a gambler's bad debt with your tax money. The reason it's not helping is that there are a lot more bets than there is money thrown at the system. The feds, we think now, have thrown close to $2 trillion into the banking hole, and they've guaranteed another 6 or 7 trillion to boot. But with derivatives, which are leveraged bets, encompassing literally hundreds of trillions of dollars, we've only paid off about 2 or 3% of the bad debt and spent a heck of a lot of money in doing so. The casino is going to need 300 or 400 trillion to pay off all the bad debts. Where's this money going to come from? Well, it's not going to really come from anywhere. What the feds are hoping is that they can stop the housing crash and reinflate a bubble somewhere so the underlying asset, which is crashing house prices, stops crashing. If it starts to go up, some of these bad bets will turn good again and they won't have to throw so much money at the problem. The feds are beginning to realize that they can't keep paying off bad bets. They must stop the underlying asset from crashing, and so they must stop housing from plummeting. That's not an easy problem to solve. We have a year's worth of housing sitting on the market waiting to be sold. And right now, housing prices are continuing to go down. As they continue to go down, more bets will go bad, and these are all leveraged as well. What we're seeing is damage from a housing market that was crashing 3 to 6 months ago. But the market is still crashing, which means 3 or 6 months from now, it will be even worse, unless they stop the housing prices from going down. And that's the next attempt from the Obama administration. Stop the housing crash. Meanwhile, you can throw all the trillions of dollars you want into the banking hole. The banks will pay off their bad debts and pocket whatever money they have left. Just a few weeks ago, a few CEOs of private banks came forward and said, "Look, we got a couple of $100 million from the government, but that's not going to make us change our lending rules. We're going to sit on this cash until we need it when things get better and use it to make acquisitions." We've also heard that a lot of bank executives remodeled their bathrooms and paid bonuses. If you remember, Congress promised us transparency and that they would oversee how all these billions were spent. But that didn't happen, and now here we go again. It turns out that the first half of the TARP program, $350 billion, was given away with no oversight. That's a great way for the government to oversee how our tax money is spent, and I find it ridiculous and outrageous that we allow the same hacks that did it to continue to do it, and we look to them, those who caused the problem, to fix the problem. There are many comical side notes to this whole thing. For instance, the inauguration cost us us $140 million or so. Some of it was paid for by taxpayers' money. But guess who paid a lot of it? The banks. The very same banks that took taxpayer bailout money ponied up the cash to pay for the inauguration and all their parties. Doesn't that sound a little ridiculous to you? As we watched all the politicians parade around like proud peacocks, those that caused the problem, financed by those who were taking taxpayer money, the banks, makes you all wonder who's looking out for the little guy. I really hope Obama does what he says, at least as far as watching out for us. I'm not in agreement with his massive stimulus plan. After all, the government can't create job one. Remember, the government doesn't make any money. So when it creates a job, it is basically taking a dollar from someone who earned it and giving it to someone who didn't. This is not creating jobs. This is called theft. It is put under the guise of redistribution of wealth, but it is theft nonetheless. You can't create more debt to pay off a debt problem, and that's the bottom line. Truth of the matter is, the recession has to happen. It's nature's way of cleansing out the rotten system, much like a forest fire burns out all the old wood so new growth can start again. If we continue to throw more dead wood into the forest, which is what we're doing when we throw another $2 trillion of printed money down, you're just going to make the forest fire that rages later that much worse. When will the politicians realize it? Probably when somebody throws a match into the whole mess and it bursts into an inferno. That's the way I see it. This has been your Money Matters Minute for this week. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.